Welcome to the Existentialist Podcast, the home for interesting short topics related to medicine, current events, literature, and poetry. This is Donald Harvey Marks, a believer in reason, ethics, and social justice. I am a third-generation veteran, physician-scientist, inventor, and writer of medical fiction under the pen name Dmitry Markov. Most of the topics I present in the Existentialist Podcast are chosen from my personal writings, essays by me or among my favorites, fiction books, and poetry. I also include readings from important literature, including Shakespeare, along with helpful introductory contextual information. You can find a lot of information about me on my personal blog, dhmarks.blogspot.com, which you can find by Googling personal blog for Donald Harvey Marks. In addition to almost all of the articles I have written, you will also find on my blog my list of favorite books and movies, my bio, blog sites that I follow, and useful links. You can contact me directly using Telegram Messenger at DH Marks. And now to the podcast, The Existentialist. Today I'm going to discuss the issue of not reporting results of clinical trials. There have been many examples over the years of pharmaceutical and biotech companies performing clinical trials and not disclosing those results to the public. This is a serious breach of the issue of need to know, usually the defense being that the information contains essential competitive information. In my experience, having worked for a number of major pharmaceutical companies, clinical data is not released for anti-competitive reasons or because the results are negative and there is a potential downside to a stock's pricing, period. Failure to report the results of clinical trials threatens the public's trust in research and the integrity of the medical literature and should be considered academic misconduct at the individual and institutional levels. I could not agree more with this comment published in the Annals of Internal Medicine in their May 7, 2019 issue. They continue, according to the ethical principles for research outlined in the Declaration of Helsinki, researchers have a duty to make public the results of their research on human subjects and are accountable for the completeness and accuracy of their reports. When participants volunteer to take part in clinical trials and expose themselves to interventions with unknown safety and efficacy profiles, they have a tacit assumption based on trust that the evidence generated will inform clinical science. Certainly, there could be no more immediate example of this than all of the different clinical trials taking place now for therapeutics and for vaccines for COVID-19 infections. Healthcare providers and medical societies who are responsible for evaluating and synthesizing evidence and filling the gap between research and practice need for investigators to fully report their results in a timely manner. The utility of the diligent search for truth in the medical literature depends on its completeness. However, when research findings are not consistently disseminated, the literature provides a skewed view of the science, which may bias reviews of the evidence. In addition, it may bias the public towards their acceptance of a therapeutic or a vaccine. If the public feels that the government or industry is intentionally not disclosing positive results or negative results, favorable or unfavorable efficacy data, or critical information on adverse events, then the public will not accept a therapeutic or a vaccine, even if the vaccine or therapeutic is safe and efficacious, period. This issue could not be more important than at this time in human history.